This morning, I welcome into the Suzy studio, Sandy Featherstonhaugh. Welcome to the Suzy studio. Now, you're from the Men's Shed Merstham. What is that all about, please?
Okay, well, a men's shed is essentially just a larger version of your typical shed in anyone's garden. It's a place where people can potter around, they can have a few tools in there, they can make things and just essentially have fun and just be there. It's really designed for men to go because a lot of the traditional older people's centres are really quite female orientated. Mm-hmm. And so we have our shed, and although technically women can go in there, they do have a big sign saying caution, men working, and they do, you know, we're not always made very welcome when we go in, you know, it's really a men's place. So, and they can do whatever they want to do in there. You know, they have their own little projects, or they can work together as a group. All the tools are there, all the timber's there, and they just have fun, and they drink a lot of tea and eat a lot of cake.
I thought you were going to say beer there for a minute.
Well, they don't tell me about the beer anyway.
Because it's one of those things, really, isn't it? It's it became a bit of a joke, you know, where's your man? Oh, he's down the bottom of the garden. They're even in a shed on the allotment or on the shed, yeah, at the bottom of the garden, yeah, aren't they? They disappear to their own little sanctuary, so to speak.
They do, and this actually replicates that. You know, it's a place for men to go out of the way of the women, and you know, they can have their own time and they can talk their own men stuff, and they don't like to always come into our centre because there's quite a few females in our centre, so they stay away and do their own thing.
Well, I guess it's only fair, really, isn't it? I mean, us women, we have our little groups and our little natters, like you said, so it's something for them and maybe something that they can do constructive as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do, the men that come to us, most of them would probably otherwise just be at home on their own. Mm. And so it's really important that they've got somewhere that they feel comfortable,
yeah,
that they can come to and not feel that they're being sort of wedged into a place which is, as I said, traditionally female activities. So by going into the shed, you know, they can do their own things. They can work on, you know, we've got a whole range of things on the go at any one time, or they can make their own projects, you know, if they've got things that they want to do themselves. And, yeah, they enjoy it. It's a great place to be.
So can I ask, you're a woman, this is about men. How did you become involved?
Okay, well, I actually spent 18 years living and working in Australia.
Oh.
And I was involved in community care in Australia as my work, and I came across the men's shed movement there and was fortunate enough to be able to help set up a men's shed in one of the facilities that I worked in. And then when I came to Age Concern in Merstham, and I realised that there was a bit of garden land that wasn't really being used fully, that there was a chance to put a men's shed there. And basically, the rest is history. You know, I presented the idea to the trustees and they said, well, if you can get the funding, do it. And we did. So, and that was the start of it.
You know, that's how you came about.
And that's how
Fantastic.
We came about, yes.
Why not?
And, you know, it's something I was really passionate about in Australia, and I was so pleased to have the opportunity to sort of try it again, you know, bigger and better, actually, than what we'd done before. And the community got behind it. It was brilliant.
So what would you say is your capacity?
Well, at the moment, we have a full-time coordinator working in the shed. And once he's in there, really, we can only get probably four or five men working safely at benches.
Right.
And then because of the equipment and, you know, the machinery and leads and so on, it's not really safe to have many more than that. So, in fact, today, as we speak, they're starting to build a bit of an extension, which will give us just that better capacity. We'll be able to fit a couple more workbenches in and then increase the number of men that can use the shed at any one time. So it'd be brilliant. You know, we'll be able to have six or seven people working safely as opposed to, you know, our current,
no,
current
that's good.
Capacity.
That's yeah. good. So what are you doing, adding a bigger shed?
Well, we thought we had quite a big shed, but it's not. Yeah, it's never big enough. I think once these things start to take off, you find that the space is always at a premium. So I think they're just kind of constructing a bit of a lean-to extension where they can put some of, use it for a bit of the storage and take some of the stuff out of the shed, which means that we'll then be able to have two more workbenches inside, and it will be a better environment for them, safer.
So this is for men, but is it aimed at all men? What age range do you have?
Our eligibility criteria is 55 plus. It's right. The same as age concern. Mm-hmm. However, that doesn't apply to veterans, because veterans of any age can join our shed if they want to. Our current age range, we're probably 70 plus. Our oldest man was 96.
Wow.
And unfortunately, he passed away just quite recently, but he loved it. And, you know, it was sort of said at his funeral how much good the shed had done him. You know, the last year of his life he'd spent coming into the shed every day and just absolutely loved it. You know, he'd gone from going to bed at night and sort of hoping that he wouldn't wake up in the morning, and then he joined the shed and was the first one in every day. You know, he just really, really took to it. It changed his life, and his family sort of really acknowledged the benefits of coming to the shed. But, you know, but we'll take any age. You know, we had a man who came in last week, and his wife said, oh, he feels he might be a bit too old because, you know, he's 85. And I'm like, but he's a baby, you know. He's not at all the oldest.
No, I guess it gives them a sense of purpose as well. I mean, you can, once you retire, say do voluntary work or something, and probably more for women, we're looking after the grandchildren. What do the men do? So this is something for them, and to keep them active, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, as I said before, traditionally, most centres for older people tend to be female orientated, and that's specifically because most of the members are female. And so, of course, you choose your activities, you choose your speakers and everyone else based on your members. And because our members were always female, with just a few men, all the things that we tend to do are female orientated. And a lot of men really don't want to go into a place where it's full of ladies chattering and playing bingo. You know, they'd far rather stay at home, which is what happens. And then they get lonely and isolated.
Yeah. So how do you go about recruiting new members? Is it just like word of mouth? Do you advertise?
A lot of word of mouth, doing things like this, coming onto the radio and speaking about the shed. We do a lot of external events and sort of promote it that way through our brochures, social media, you know, all the usual tricks. But obviously there is a huge untapped market out there. A lot of people, a lot of men living on their own and being lonely when they could in fact join the shed.
So you do kind of like construction. You say you've got workbenches as well, but I understand it's for health benefits as well, and support programs to improve men's health and well-being as well.
Yes, that actually was in fact a side effect. It was only found out afterwards. When the men's shed movement started, it was simply to provide a place for men to sort of get out of the ladies' hair. It started in Australia in the 90s, and it came about because certainly in Australia a lot of people live in more rural properties, on big properties, and then when, you know, it all becomes a bit too much, they sell up and they go into retirement complexes and very small flats or very small sort of villas with little or no garden, and certainly not a whole range of sheds and outbuildings that they can lose themselves in. So they created the first men's shed for men who didn't have a shed to go to. And it started as simply that, a place for men to go. And then the sort of side effect almost was that they realised that although men aren't very good at talking to families and they're not very good at going to the doctor, whilst they're working, and they call it shoulder to shoulder because they don't look at you, they don't talk to your face, but working shoulder to shoulder, they might say to the man working next to them, you know, they might mention a bit of a problem, and it might just be that the man next to them has had the same sort of problem and said, oh, look, that's fine, you know. Go to the doctor because it's not what you're thinking. You know, it's actually quite simple and it can And it just started with those little conversations. And so the physical health benefits were being, well, the physical health was being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to benefits because they were sort of reassured that it might be okay and go to the doctor and things were being fixed. But also the mental health benefits, because you've got people, as I said before, who are living lonely and socially isolated, and suddenly they're coming in and they're talking to people, and just by being together and sharing a workload, sharing, just being in company with other men, the psychologists were finding that a lot of mental health conditions were being lessened, not cured always, but lessened.
Mm-hmm.
And we've found ourselves, you know, we do little surveys on our men, and we've found that we've had men who've actually reduced quite considerably the amount of antidepressant medication that they're on, simply because they now have a purpose. And it's the plagues of old age are the loneliness, the lack of purpose.
Yes.
You know, and we're fixing those things.
That's great. It really
is. It's amazing. And as I say, the health benefits were really a side effect. It wasn't what the men's shed movement started for, but they have found that the health benefits have been amazing. And it's now really, anyone can go on to Google and look up men's sheds and look up the health benefits, and there are all sorts of studies have been done to prove the benefits of the shed.
New members you might recruit, do they need to have any kind of skills or any knowledge to join, or can they just come along?
Not at all. They can just come along and just have a look and see what they feel. It would be good to have an interest in some sort of practical hobbies. Most of the activity in the shed is woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all sheds are different there. Some do metalwork, some do sort of painting and different things. Some focus on gardening, but ours is mainly woodwork. Although they don't do anything fancy, there are no fancy joints. You know, it's basically a lot of reclaimed timber that they use to, you know, make planters and bird boxes and things like that. So essentially two bits of wood hammered together, as opposed to nice dovetail joints and things like that. We don't have any wood turners or anything specialist. You know, we just use, they use bandsaws and drills and hammers, and lots of hammers. And they just do what they want to do, you know. And they make up their own things, or they'll use a design that we've got designs. Some men will make things for home. One man in particular has a caravan, and he's made some really nice sort of picket fencing to go around the border of the caravan garden. So, yeah, they can do whatever they want to do, but they don't need any prior knowledge at all. They just come along.
So you're not the only one in Surrey. You say there's another men's shed in Caterham.
There's one in Caterham, the Douglas Brunton Centre have got one. There's a different version at Furney Store. There is a group of men who fix up furniture there, which then goes on to for sale in the shops. There's one at Guildford. There are quite a few around, you know. They were hoping to do one at Age Concern in Banstead, but I think that's gone on the back burner at the moment.
So if you Google it, you'll find
lots,
one near your area.
There's certainly lots around, yes.
So whereabouts in Merstham are you based?
Okay, well, our shed is in the grounds of our centre at Age Concern, which is in Weldon Way in Merstham. So anyone who knows Merstham and knows the library, we're just immediately next door. So we're very easy to find. And the shed is open 4 days a week, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a coordinator working there on those days, so, you know, it's a safe place. It's a good place for people to go.
Sandy, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio this morning. And you never know, you might get an avalanche of people now wanting to come and join your shed. You'll need a massive one by the time you've done extending to Redhill.